As Israel remains embroiled in war in Gaza after the October 7th terrorist attack, the nation prepares to honor the brave souls who sacrificed their lives for the nation's right to exist.
Israel's Day of Remembrance will be upon them, followed by the country's 76th Independence Day celebrations. This year, Israel will observe Memorial Day from sunset May 12th until sunset May 13th. All businesses and other public venues will remain closed for a 24-hour period in solemn remembrance. Benjamin Wright, reporting.
A staggering number of more than 320,000 children in the United States face the heart-wrenching loss of a parent to a drug overdose from 2011 to 2021, according to a study by the National Institute on Drug Abuse.
No national study had previously delved into the magnitude of children affected by the overdose crisis, as revealed in a news release announcing the findings. Study co-author Dr. Emily Einstein, the chief of NIDA's science policy branch, shared that the study was inspired by similar research during the COVID-19 pandemic. Paul Gomez reporting.
The European Commission has demanded more detailed information from the social media platform X under the Digital Services Act regarding its decision to downsize its content moderation team.
The Commission has set a deadline of May 17th for the Elon Musk-owned X to provide additional information on its content moderation resources and generative artificial intelligence. These concerns arose from X's transparency report to the Commission in March. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A Norwegian cruise line employee is in custody for allegedly carrying out a stabbing attack on multiple individuals with scissors during an Alaska cruise.
Agents from the Federal Bureau of Investigation apprehended Ntando Sagoni, 35, on Tuesday, as the ship Norwegian Encore docked in Juneau, according to a statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office in the District of Alaska. The ship was on a journey to Alaska from Seattle, with stops in British Columbia. Kyle Norris reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A day after a security guard was shot while stationed outside Drake's mansion in Toronto, another concerning incident unfolded as an individual was detained for allegedly attempting to breach the premises.
The latest disturbance comes on the heels of a male security guard being shot while standing guard outside the gate of the residence at approximately 2 a.m. Tuesday, according to Inspector Paul Krotchik with the Toronto Police Service's Integrated Gun and Gang Task Force. The suspects fled the scene in a vehicle, he stated, Lawrence Keller reporting.
Ippei Mizuhara, the former interpreter for MLB star Shohei Ohtani, has agreed to plead guilty to bank fraud in relation to stealing nearly $17 million from the star player in order to cover gambling debts.
Mizuhara, 39, has agreed to plead guilty to one count of bank fraud, which carries a maximum of 30 years in prison, and one count of subscribing to a false tax return, which carries up to 3 years in prison, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of California. Kevin Sanders reporting.
A tragic incident unfolded when two young siblings lost their lives after being swept away by a rapidly flowing creek in Southern California's San Bernardino Mountains, authorities said.
The heartbreaking event occurred Tuesday when a mother took her 4-year-old daughter and 2-year-old son to spend the afternoon at Thurman Flat Picnic Area on Highway 38 near Mill Creek. They were playing along the creek when her son and her daughter were tragically taken downstream, the department stated. Jim Kender reporting.
9 of the 10 wrongful death lawsuits filed after a deadly crowd surge at the 2021 Astroworld Music Festival have been settled.
Neil Mann, an attorney for Live Nation, the festival's promoter, and one of those being sued along with rap superstar Travis Scott, said during a court hearing Wednesday that only one wrongful death lawsuit remained pending and the other 9 have been settled, including the one filed by Dubisky's family. Liam White reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.